ABC Radio Australia.
Almost 3 decades ago, Davina Laloma left her home in Fiji to study in Australia. And it was there, in Sydney, that she found the courage to support to transition from her gender assigned at birth to a woman. And now she is the first transgender person to contest an election in Fiji. She's running for a seat with the National Federation Party. Marion Farr spoke to Ms. Laloma about what her journey was like. She said it was difficult, but one that she is deeply passionate about.
When I got into high school, I started being attracted to males. I thought to myself that this attraction is not normal, you know, and for me, inside of me, I could feel that I don't see myself as gay, but I see myself different. And the different was something that when I stepped into Australia, that is basically what I saw, my dream. I think it's basically who I really wanted to be.
Tell me about why you decided to come to Australia.
I think it was exposure that sort of like led me to Australia. And coming to Australia in 1987 was something that was eye-opening for me.
Did it feel unsafe to transition in Fiji?
Yes, it's very unsafe to transition in Fiji simply because at that time in the 80s, during that time it was very fearful. You know, there were a lot of violence happening.
Tell me a little bit about your experience of coming to Australia. You mentioned that it was eye-opening. Like, what was eye-opening and what helped you, I guess, kind of find yourself?
Meeting my first transgender friends was, you know, it was my dream come true. And just looking at them transit and looking at them, looking after their health, looking after their mental capacities, reassuring themselves that they are able to live more peacefully. Mm. For me, that was actually really telling me that I can have a way forward about myself, how I would live my life as a transgender woman.
So when your family started noticing, you know, your voice changing when you were talking to them over the phone, at that point, had you told them that you were transitioning?
No, I haven't. I haven't told them. I'd only told them about the transitioning process when I was leaving Australia to come back to Fiji.
Why did you decide to go back to Fiji and what was that like?
My dad was getting a bit sick. I just felt to myself that now I could actually go back and look after him. Respectfully, I said to them that this is basically who I am and there's nothing that's going to change. And if you disagree, I will continue to serve my people. I will continue to serve my people any way or the other. Representation is powerful in itself.
What gave you the strength to kind of go through those hard moments?
I believe that it is God. I continue to believe that God actually, you know, is my security and my safety.
Davina, what's inspired you or motivated you to get into politics and to run in this election in Fiji?
I believe that everyone needs to be empowered to achieve and given the opportunity to be part of the development processes, regardless of who they are. I continue to believe that the suffering of the nation from this governing system in the last 15 years, I feel that a lot of people have suffered and here we are. I tend to represent the most vulnerable.
You've joined the National Federation Party. They haven't released, the party hasn't released its manifesto yet, but in the 2018 manifesto, it didn't make any mention of LGBTQI rights that I could see. So what priorities do you want to see this party push for?
Interesting thing about it is having me in the party. That's number one. That gives the people of this country that the party in itself is inclusive.
What about, like, in terms of policies? Are there any particular policies that you would like to push for?
I believe that there's so much violence in the country. I think there's more through the dictatorship of this government, this present government. I believe that there has to be violence is not to be tolerated. I believe that hatred speeches, it has to be removed. I would be looking at more empowerment strategies. I would like to be part of the economical development structures in which young people of this nation can be part of. I believe that the richness of this country lies within the young people.
You mentioned that you've been campaigning in 25 villages across Fiji so far. Has campaigning been difficult? Have you experienced much stigma?
Well, like I've said, God is actually my refuge. He's my strength. I do a lot of fasting and praying. This is actually has really built me to come in strong in terms of coming into places where I could feel that there could be some backlash. But surprisingly, coming into these villages, they are very well accepting. You know, they just want to hear what I have to say. And it's, you know, it excites them to hear what I have to say in terms of empowerment, in terms of development, in terms of ensuring there's a way forward.
And that's NFP candidate Davina Luluma speaking there with Marion Farr. And it makes for an interesting election for LGBTQI people in Fiji, including trans woman Ratu Eruni Ledua Dina, who is program manager at the Pacific Sexual and Gender Diversity Network. She's hoping more queer representation will lead to a range of policy changes.
Definitely something that we would like to see being leveraged in Parliament by Davina if she gets the chance to be representing us there in Parliament is for trans-affirming policies. When I say trans-affirming policies, I'm alluding to the basic needs of trans people with regards to their trans-specific health services, the need in that area. And of course, with regards to safety and security, we're referring to how there needs to be mechanisms or certain legislations elaborated to include, for example, to support the change of names. Then, of course, you have transforming policies within the health system that would look like the provision of hormonal therapy and counseling. And, of course, trans-specific health services, the opening up of trans-specific clinics because of the rot of stigma and biases that exist in society. Trans people need their own spaces that protects them and, of course, make sure that they continuously have access to these very important services. Trans people are known to not access health services, and most are at risk of NCDs and, of course, STI-related problems because of their unwillingness to access mainstream health services. So trans-affirming policies would mean opening clinics that look after trans-specific people. For me as a person, this would be my second time having a chance to vote somebody into Parliament within my lifetime. So yes, it's quite significant for me as a person. It's also quite significant for me as a trans person, knowing that I'm going into the booth and then I'm looking at the candidate list and I can see one of my own people represented there. And of course, knowing that there's quite a few very huge allies from the feminist movement that are also standing in elections. So yes, I do hope that the results, when they do come out, are in the favor of marginalized people, including us. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And of course, quite significant on a more personal note, election day just happens to be on my birthday. So yeah.
That was Pacific Sexual and Gender Diversity Network Program Manager Ratu Eruni Ledua Dina.